For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. President Trump's attorney, Rudy Giuliani, is trying to exert damage control over that letter that President Trump's legal team sent to the special counsel in the Russia probe. The former New York mayor tells NBC's Meet the Press that any possible indictment of the president would be the same as interfering in the president's duties.
You can't interfere with him, either from a point of view of indictment or question. You can't interfere with the president's time, his effort, his concentration.
Texas Republican Congressman Will Hurd spoke on CBS's Face the Nation. He said he thinks President Trump should testify.
I'm not a lawyer, but one of the things I've learned is if you're innocent, act like you're innocent. And Bob Mueller should be allowed to continue his investigation and turn over any stone and pursue any lead.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you want a more honest media? Hello. My name is Robert Farrow, and I've grown tired of shadow banning, censorship, and one-sided reporting from today's news and social media companies. That's why my team created RightToVoice.com. We don't push aside. That's right, the number two, and voice. We don't push aside. We include all the sides so you can make a choice in what you read and say and what appears on your wall. And we respect your privacy and don't sell your data. RightToVoice.com. It's the only place where you'll get all the news. It's usually one click to join, so check us out today. RightToVoice.com. We don't push aside. That's right, the number two, and voice. We don't push aside. We include all the sides so you can make a choice in what you read and say and what appears on your wall. And we respect your privacy and don't sell your data. RightToVoice.com.
Another Trump summit is in the works, USA's Chris Barnes reports.
The White House reportedly working to hold a summit between President Trump and the Russian President Vladimir Putin. That according to a report in the Wall Street Journal that says the effort would aim at resolving differences about nuclear weapons, Syria, and Ukraine. The U.S. Ambassador to Russia, John Huntsman, has reportedly been trying for months to lay the groundwork for such a meeting. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
U.S. allies continue to criticize tough new tariffs. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau on NBC's Meet the Press says the Trump administration has no basis for its claims.
Canadian steel that's in military vehicles in the United States, the Canadian aluminum that makes your fighter jets is somehow now a threat. The idea that we are somehow a national security threat to the United States is quite frankly insulting and unacceptable.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn. I was one of the biggest critics of Obama in the national media. Suddenly, I was under massive IRS attack. So I hired Sam Landis. Sam did an amazing job. We won twice. I didn't owe a penny. Thank you, Sam Landis. Many of you have IRS problems, and you've spent thousands with non-lawyer tax resolution firms. Do yourself a favor. Call Sam Landis for a free consultation. Trust me, Sam Landis is the best. Sam saved my life. Call Sam at 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. That's toll-free, 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. 800-WE-HELP-YOU.
China's military buildup in the China Sea has the attention of the Trump administration, USA's Rick Vincent reports.
The United States will compete vigorously with China's actions in the South China Sea if needed, but Defense Secretary Jim Mattis insisted today that Washington is still willing to work with Beijing on a results-oriented relationship. Mattis said China's placement of weapons systems on man-made islands in the South China Sea is designed to intimidate and coerce others in the region.
China's militarization of the Spratlys is also in direct contradiction to President Xi's 2015 public assurances in the White House Rose Garden that they would not do this.
Mattis, speaking in Singapore, said, make no mistake, America is in the Indo-Pacific to stay. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
Defense Secretary James Mattis has made it very clear when sanctions on North Korea will be lifted. With more on this story, here's John Clemens.
Speaking from Singapore, Secretary Mattis said we can anticipate at best a bumpier road with the talks with North Korea and that the international sanctions will be lifted only after concrete steps are taken by Pyongyang to disarm.
North Korea will receive relief only when it demonstrates verifiable, irreversible steps to denuclearization.
U.S. officials continue to lay the groundwork ahead of the expected summit with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un on June 12th in Singapore. For USA Radio News, I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News.